in just a moment, the men creating all this, Dave Egger, Charlie Palmer, and Jay Sustain. Felt like I was out at the ocean. I don't know about you. That's part of what I was thinking about. The Saturday Light Brigade and Dave Egger, Charlie Palmer and Jay Sustain, and you heard percussion and piano and cello, and now you're going to hear Dave's voice. Boy, that was wonderful to listen to.
Oh, thank you so much, Larry, and thanks for having us back on your awesome show.
Oh, thanks. And now you're just, when did you leave Jamaica?
We just got back from Jamaica on Thursday.
My gosh.
We have been recording there throughout this year a new record called Kingston Morning, which has been a collaboration of classical European music with Jamaican reggae and features a whole bunch of extremely eminent old school Jamaican reggae artists. And it has been a really amazing experience to be down there learning from them and working with them on this project.
Who are some of the folks you played with?
Well, some of the people that we worked with were they're these guys, Sly and Robbie, who were Bob Marley's rhythm section. So we work with those guys. And then a very famous Jamaican singer named Luciano, who's kind of a very big sort of star down there, both as a singer and also as kind of a social figure. And a new artist, Brian Gold, that we sort of found down there. Sort of one of the amazing things about Jamaica is that you go there to work with certain artists, and then the studio in there in Jamaica is almost like a social center. So all of a sudden, these fascinating artists will emerge. So, for example, this last week we had everyone from, you know, new singers and rappers and a spoken word artist and a young Jamaican poet. And it really is sort of the studio becomes kind of an epicenter of creativity. So we've kind of learned to go there with some idea of what we want to do, but then at the same time, like, being completely open to all sorts of crazy new things happening. And we even ended up writing a dance-type hit song with a Jamaican MC that we just showed up one night. And it's really quite an incredible experience. But over the course of the year, we did pull it together into this record, Kingston Morning, which is coming out on Domo and Universal Records this year. And we're very excited about it. It's quite a it's quite an interesting – there's never really been a crossover of classical music and reggae. So we're sort of little mini pioneers in this area.
And I think, well, these days especially, but really throughout all throughout all of the human condition, I think, you know, hearing music that really involves brains as well as talent and hearts and souls and ideas – and really creating something singularly different is really appreciated and also, frankly, pretty rare sometimes. And so I really admire you for doing this. It's a pathless travel.
Well, thanks a lot. I really think that the future of music deals a lot in these kind of new types of – I don't like using the word fusion because it makes you think of fusion music, but perhaps fission, right, in a sense. But I think, you know, of coming together in a way where these culture – where cultures are colliding, because what you see in young people today is such a freshness and a desire to learn and to pull together things and to see how traditions can exist in this increasingly global environment.
I think you're exactly right. And I think there are people that have concluded sometimes that individuals can't handle getting outside of a comfort zone of a certain genre or a certain style. And we know from years of experience here and also just out of respect to other people, can accept that quite well. And there are a lot of people, and I personally think just about everybody can accept a wide range of things.
Well, I think people are getting much more open to it. And I think also there's something fun both for the listener and also for us as artists going into the studio of nowadays, having this idea that you really don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, you go in and like, we're going to make a song kind of like this, and it's going to sort of be a singer-songwriter thing with some – and now literally have the little hook. And
hey, where do you go?
Well, I like that. I'm going to steal that. But no, but to literally go in and be like, you know what? I have really no idea. And then at the end of it, to look back on it and be like, wow, this is something, you know, to really be part of that kind of adventure it feels like a great and exciting and very like fertile time for art. So it's pretty exciting for us, for sure. Yeah.
Now, the Pittsburgh connection, you may remember that Dave and Charlie were here a couple months ago up for Attack Theater where they were providing music. And I'm so happy you're back again. Now, tonight you have a show.
Yeah, we're actually in town with Attack today. And it's not exactly a show. It's a huge citywide party, which is called the Dirty Ball. And it's a – Charlie, where is it located?
It's located at 1400 Smallman Street. Not sure if the building even has a name, but they've
– that would be about the center of the Strip District.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of a huge bar space that they've kind of rebuilt and transformed, and it's going to be a kind of an exciting party. There's a lot of DJ artists, including Mr. Jay Sustain, who's with us from New Orleans today, as well as there's dance performances and spoken word and a lot of interactive video and electronics and music. It's called the Dirty Ball, which sounds like sort of a crazy dance party, and there is a dance party element to it, but it's more like a almost like a live performance installation kind of event.
Yeah, and I think as I think about it, you're up that's close to Lawrenceville, I think. We'll check on the address.
Well, yeah.
But 1400 Smallman should be right about sort of Lawrenceville-y strip. We'll look into that to be sure. Art All Night is happening tonight in Lawrenceville. That's why I mentioned that. A lot of people might want to stop by.
Yeah, you should stop by. It's going to be a really fun time. And
It's 11:30. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to be sure we move to something different. Is there anything you wanted to say about the piece you just did?
Well, that was actually just an improvisational sort of morning meditation that we just came up with on the spot. Do you want us to play another song?
Sure.
Terrific. We're going to do a sort of impromptu version of Bob Marley's song Redemption Song, which is one of his more famous songs, just in tribute to our recent Jamaica project.
Thank you.
Boy, that was beautiful. And you had an audience out there.
Hi, guys.
Hi. I hope you could hear. Can you hear me now? It was nice to see you enjoying the music so much. We'd let you in, but there's so much stuff on the floor in here. It's a little hard to make it all work here. We're inside of our studio, which often the doors are open, but it's I don't know if we can sneak that door open or not. If you,
oh,
wanna.
We can sneak those guys in. Yeah, Jay, open the door. Let them come in.
So we
can
say
hello. I'd like
to
show them the cello, anyways.
Yeah,
it'd be interesting seeing how it works.
Do you want to come in and actually see how the cello works? You can do that. Dave Vegger is who you just heard, along with Charles Palmer, and Jay Sustain is opening the door. Let's see. If I want to say hello to you, I need to figure out a convenient way to do that. I can do that if I have to just make a couple little changes in my plan here. Let's see. We just need to get this microphone. Talk about improvisation as we work it through here.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's your name? Hi, Shannon.
Here, we're going to do something we almost never do. Well, wait. Here, I know what to do. I figured it out. Look, I plug that into there. You can put on some headphones. I then do this. Isn't this great radio? Are you enjoying hearing me rebuild the studio as we talk? Let's see. Are you there? What's your name?
Connor.
There you are. And your mom can. Is this your mom? She can put on some headphones, too, and she'll hear you. But you'll have to share that yellow mic. How old are you, Connor?
I'm 4 and a half.
Well, what did you think of these guys? Can you tell me what you were thinking as you listened to the music?
I don't know.
What did it sound like to you? Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
What made you like it so much?
The rhythm.
Good.
And when you say the rhythm, what do you mean by that? Like, what does the rhythm do when you hear it? Does it make you feel like something?
It feels me like I'm dancing.
Yeah, oh, it does.
It's good.
Have you ever seen a cello before?
No.
That's a cello right there, and Dave can show you a little bit.
Hey, Larry, I had a crazy idea.
Sure.
I think we should create a brand new piece with Connor on the radio right now.
We can
do
that. We can do that.
So, Connor, I'm going to need some help from you. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if we made a piece of music that tells a story, okay, and we're going to need a beginning, a middle, and an end to the story, okay? And you're going to help us make those right now. How do you feel about that?
Good.
That feels good. Okay. So for beginning our story, should we begin it with something slow or something fast?
Fast.
Something fast. And Charlie, can you play us a fast beat?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Good. Let's give him a hand. Very nice, Charlie.
Very nice.
Now, Connor, did you like that beat?
Yes.
Now, how could he make it even more exciting? Is there something we could add to it to make it even more interesting?
More instruments.
More instruments. Well, I have an idea. I have something here called a cello. Now, would you like to hear me play really low or really high?
I'm really low.
Okay, let's try both and let's see what you like better. So if I play really low, it could sound a little bit like this. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's try something really high and see if you like that better. Here we go. What do you think about that?
Good.
Which did you like better, the low or the high?
Both.
Both?
I think low.
The low. Okay. So that's going to be the first section of our piece. Now for the second section, what's your favorite type of music that you like to listen to?
I really like the movie that has Santa on it, and the train is brown. And it's called the Polar Express train.
So train music in it?
That's yeah, you know what? That actually has a song in it by a friend of mine named Josh Groban, and we could actually play some of that song as part of the second section. However, I'm going to ask you for – I bet you don't know, because if you know this, you're going to be the smartest person of your age, I know, but I bet you don't know what an adjective is, do you? Do you know what an adjective is?
No.
An adjective is like, did you ever feel cold or hot? Like if it's really hot outside, you feel kind of hot or
big or small.
An adjective is a word that describes something. So we're going to take the song from the Polar Express and we're going to make it a little weird. We're going to put it in a strange place, like underwater. Would you like to hear it underwater?
Yes.
Okay. So let's hear a nice underwater beat. What would that sound like? Cool. And I'm going to ask Mr. Jay Sustain to sneak past this mic on this side and go to the piano and just play some low underwater sounds. Go this way. See what happens. If I take the melody. That's a pretty spooky underwater music, right? That's a little too scary, right?
Well, that didn't sound like the Polar Express.
Because I took the melody and I put it really low and spooky, that's why. But it's a little too
it's not high. It's just high.
Play it high?
Yeah.
But it still won't sound like it's a cello, but it's... You have everything you need if you just believe.
Right. Is that the song?
That's a credit song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Okay. So our final section, Connor, of the piece. Let's do something very adventurous. What's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport? I can't think of anything.
Do you like soccer or baseball or football or basketball?
Hey!
Frisbee?
Did you like... Frisbee is
great.
What I like.
Frisbee. Chuck, can you play us a beat that sounds like Frisbee?
It spins around it. It makes no sound.
So Frisbee sound on the cello could be like... spinning around. Right? So you know what we're going to do really quick, Connor, is we're going to put those three sections together. The beginning, where Chuck's playing his beat, and I'm playing the whoop, 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 really low stuff, and then a little bit of Polar Express song, underwater, and then we'll finish it off with our Frisbee.
What words begin, like, one of your favorite stories? Do they ever begin a certain way? Because you can begin the story and then turn it over to them. Like, some of mine begin with the word once, upon.
Well... I do not know.
Sometimes my stories that I like start once upon a time. Do you know any stories that start once upon a time?
No.
You don't? Well,
you know some cool stories then.
Do you want to say, and now here's my story, and you can introduce them? Go ahead.
Yeah.
And now here's my story?
I don't know.
Well, you could just say, here's my story. I'll say, here's Cotter's story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's Cotter's story.
Nice, Connor.
Oh, wasn't that nice, Connor?
Really good.
Did you hear the frisbee? I heard it. Spinning around?
It's... No, I did not hear it.
You didn't hear the frisbee?
You heard the Polar Express song, though, didn't you? I heard you singing it.
Yeah, because I can't figure out the part. I cannot use it. Yeah, because that part just flew away because I cannot use it.
Do you ever write songs? Do you ever make songs up to sing? Your own songs?
Yeah, but I cannot find the Polar Express song.
Oh.
Well, we'll be sure to send you a copy of it.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's going to happen next. What do you say, Connor? We'll see what's going to happen next. Are you still having a good time? I hope. Well, let's see what's going to happen next, because I see Jay Sustain is in front of, that looks like a computer, doesn't it?
Yeah, right up there.
Yeah, and there's one right here, too. And but there's a cello, and there's Charlie Palmer sitting on top of a box. Oh, by the way, the Dirty Ball, 1400 Smallman Street, is right next to Lydia's. I checked. So in the strip, right next to Lydia's. And that's tonight. And it is more or less part of Art All Night, but a special benefit for Attack Theater. And if you're just tuning in, which you may well be, thanks for doing that. Don't you wish you had tuned in earlier if you just tuned in? Dave Egger and Charles Palmer and Jay Sustain and Connor and Connor's mom are here. Shannon. I'm sorry.
Cool.
So what should we do next?
We're actually going to play something that we're going to be playing tonight at our Dirty Ball performance. This is a track from a recent record that we all made together, myself, Chuck, and Jay Sustain. And it's from a project we're working on called Blue Massive, which just was released a couple weeks ago. And the name of the record is Become Your Dream. Become Your Dream. And it's a really, really interesting fusion of contemporary electronics with cello and live band. And actually, if you come tonight to the Dirty Ball, we're going to be doing a whole set for 40 minutes of this exciting sound world. So, Larius, I think that's what we're going to hit next.
Excellent. Let's see. We need to... Just swing that over.
This is Jay Sustain, by the way.
Hey, Jay Sustain.
Hey, Jay.
This track is called More Like This, and this is the first track from our album, Become Your Dream.
We're using, like, every mic and every chord and every plug. It's really fun.
This is how we do. It's like a maze of chords.
Thank you.
Boy, that was great. Let's Connor and Shannon. And
thank you.
That was really, really fun to listen to. And yeah, you liked that, huh? I liked it too. Turning to Jay for a minute, how did you make those sounds you were making?
Well, it's kind of a fusion of both electronic and manual as well. We recorded the cello parts in several different places. We recorded in New York City. We also recorded in Austin, Texas. And then I would take the parts back and basically post-produce it. The drums as well included Chuck Palmer here. And we initially build the tracks around, like, I would say, GarageBand loops or beat samples, and then initially come back over it with live drums and live cello. So it takes a little bit of time, but it's well worth it in the end.
You sounded great. It looks like Connor and Shannon are going to go back out into the big studio.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Connor and Shannon.
Yeah, it was really nice to have you here.
And
please do.
Go to neighborhoodvoices.org, and you'll be able to hear Connor later, and you'll be able to hear them too. We just have a few minutes, about 3 minutes or so left. We're going to try to get some headphones. It looks like you're okay.
Yeah.
And we just have about 2 or 3 minutes left. I can't thank you enough for being here. We need to do this more often. Anytime you're in Pittsburgh, you need to be here, okay? Because I can just think of so many things we can do together, even starting earlier and involving more kids. And
I have to say, like, first of all, you're awesome in that, like, it's rarely on radio that people take any kind of risks at all. Usually when we do radio tours, it's like, play the song from the record, play it again, play the track. And I loved just interacting with Connor. That was awesome.
Yeah,
I think it might be fun to do that with a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a mutual admirer in terms of taking risks.
Thank you.
That's what makes it all worth it. And, right. You know, you and I sure weren't. None of us were imagining what just happened there.
Right.
And I think you know that by now. But if you're just tuning in, you know, this was completely just sort of happened. It's going to happen. Like, if I don't let you play for a couple of minutes, we're going to lose out here.
Hey Jay, I'm going to bring you back to the piano. And let's just play a little closing cellogram.
Excellent. Here's what we'll do if you're up for
absolutely.
This.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is we have to end at exactly can you see that big clock?
I
we have
do.
To end at 11:59:50.
Okay.
I have a couple little things I might need to sneak in while you're playing, just some stuff. So why don't we just sort of take it up to
play
the
it
end?
Out.
Yeah.
Great, man.
And I'll say thank you.
Start in G, and we'll just we're going to play something in G, and then we'll start slow and then get a little funky.
Cool.
Here we go.
To all of our guests today, Pat French, president of the Bulgarian Cultural Center, previewing the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, Tiffany Wilhelm from Art All Night, Lawrenceville, and the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council, singer Hannah Taylor of Sewickley Academy, and the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists Competition, Krista Conley and her little sister Brianna, and Cheryl Jones of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and Dave Egger, Charles Palmer, and Jay Sustain, who you're hearing playing right now. Thanks to Robert Gray for a great mix. Join us again next Saturday morning at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. 90.1 WRUP-FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, and slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.